Mac Holmes pre-game interview.
Three-quarter time in the reserve grade contest. A bit of a thriller between the Dragons and the Lions. 5-9-39 playing 6-2-38. We've kicked over into before the bounce for the Ponds and Nolane Hotels and Team Tai Power. The Ponds now open for indoor and outdoor dining every day, 12 noon till 9 p.m. Time to go inside the Bell Park camp for Harmac Holmes. Their coach, Shane Jack, good enough to join us in the K-Rock box. He's with Josh Conway.
Afternoon, Jackie. Welcome back to K-Rock footy, mate. Two losses on the bounce to open the season, and then two in your last 2 weeks in the victory column. Have you started to see some trends that you're getting a bit closer to the footy you want to be playing?
Yeah, we did, mate. We took some big steps against Colac in round two. It was probably just the last quarter and a half where their bigger bodies got hold of us, and the last 2 weeks have been really pleasing, especially last week against St Albans. Probably except for the first 15 minutes, we probably played our best footy for the year. So that's pleasing to know. We're going in the right direction. We've got a lot of new blokes, some young fellas, so and it was always going to take a bit of time, but it's I think we're ready to go now.
Do you think it always takes about a month with a new-ish group and obviously the year off as well to sort of get that cohesion and flow back into your game?
Yeah, it does, mate. Like, to be honest, I thought we were ready to go for round one. We had the two practice matches, had another couple of hit-outs, but that was a disappointing day. But Grovedale's credit, they played well, and I think they've probably showed that form up until now. So, yeah, it's taken us a while, but, like I said, I think we're ready to go.
Jackie, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate your time pre-game. When Bell Park are playing their best football, what are you doing well?
Yeah, look, I think it's our pressure that around the footy that separates us a bit. We've got some really good tacklers and balls, and I think we're going to start getting some cohesion up forward. We've got the two bright boys and Christian Buck Smith now, who haven't played a lot of footy to get at M3, but last week really started to gel and catch the footy. So we're hoping them three can work really high together. They work up the ground, but they turn and get it in nice and quick. So our starting back six has been really strong all year. It's been the same six for the first four weeks. So they're a really good tight group now. And obviously with Benstead and Lloyd leading that pack, we're really excited for them.
Is Jacko Bright talking to you after you left him out of the side in round one? And I think, what did you say? It was a day of his 30th?
Yeah, had his 30th that night. That got brought up in the speeches, actually. He hasn't played twos until... he had a lot of time off, Jacko Bright. He was honest, and we just had an honest discussion. We just thought it was the best-case scenario to play in the twos. And now he's back playing with us and playing some good footy.
No Tim Sheringham today. Tell us what he's done and where's he at. And I suppose when you're 35 and suffering multiple injuries, it's not ideal.
Nah, it's not for Tim, unfortunately. He does everything right. He prepares himself for everything, so he's really frustrated. I just gave him the week off this week, get away from the club for a bit. He'd done his other hammy on Saturday, so, he's still really keen to obviously keep playing, and I've got no doubt he'll be back in however long, 2, 3, 4 weeks, we'll just assess it. Because we all know once he's back in and playing good footy, there's not too many better with ball in hand.
So by giving him time away from the club, so he's not here today, you've just said...
No, he's here today. He was just here, had the week off Tuesday, Thursday, just let him go and refresh, and he'll be back with us next week. But, doesn't miss too many games.
Shane, I'm interested to find out what the relationship is between the club and VFL. You obviously got a few players that play down there with Shane, and you're not the only club that has that. So what's the relationship during the week with how that works in terms of training with you guys, training down there?
Yeah, so the guys, if we get a text usually on Thursdays, if they're with us, they come and train with us on Thursday. If they're named in the squad, they still train up there. Tweedle's been really good, actually, Nathan Tweedle. I can ring him anytime I like, have a discussion with our boys. This week's was the worst week. We didn't know till probably late last night at the start of the Geelong game about Isaac Wareham. But he'll be out here today, so that's really the first time all year that we had to wait that late. But they're really good. We've got a couple of boys at Werribee as well, and that's all been good as well.
There's a couple of names in the lineup today that weren't in the round one game when we were here. Yep. I think Jack Hall.
Jack Hall. He's just an under 19 boy, so he's a really dominant junior throughout junior footy. He could still obviously play for under 19s, but he's an inside mid. These conditions will suit him. He attacks the ball well, but his hands are really good and clean. So we're looking for another one. Jack McNamara is another one for an under 19 boy who probably wouldn't have been there as well. So he'll play as a small four, puts a lot of pressure on. He's only a 17-year-old kid, but has really fitted him well.
We're speaking with Bell Park coach Shane Jackie's Matt Kershaw speaking to him for Harmac Holmes.
Jackie, just for the listeners out there and those who read the TAC stat tracker, we see that Ben Lloyd obviously gathers a lot of possessions off off half back, 42 touches last week. He had 11 marks, 7 intercepts. So he's number one in the comp for intercept marks. Just if you can tell the listeners at home a little bit about him and what type of player he is.
Yeah, he's a ripper, Lloydie. Lloydie's only a 22-year-old kid, come down to us probably 3 or 4 years ago from Albury. That was before I was here, but fitted in really well. He's a vice captain now. And to be honest, mate, he's a genuine player. I was actually just having a talk to Nathan Tweedle about him during the week. He beats his man one-on-one, so he's not one of the blokes who just drops off into space and stuff. So he'll beat his man, but then he'll take off and he uses the ball really well. So I'm sure teams are going to start putting some work into him, but that's already been happening probably for the last year now. So he's adapted well and he's a really good leader around the club. Just a really good young fella.
So you'll see more defensive forwards playing on him, you think, going forward? Or?
I think so. I think. But if they go to him, then it just releases Stevie Benson and some of these other boys. So Benson probably had that pressure the last 2 or 3 years where they put someone to him. And so you can't obviously go too defensive and go to 2 or 3 of them. So
would you put him in a Daniel Lovett-type mould or not quite that type of player?
Not yet. He's... I was actually comparing him to Daniel Measures a bit. He drops, knows when to drop off, he knows when to go, uses the ball really well, knows his capabilities when using the ball. So, similar to him. But he's only a young fella, got a lot of footy gear ahead of him.
Bit harsh to put him in the Daniel Lovett category early, isn't it?
Wow. Big shoes.
Big shoes. Big shoes. A lot of time yet for that. Although I think Measures have won 9 premierships or something.
I was going to say, it's not too bad either, is it? Ryan Abbott, Lockie Veal, Trent West in the first 5 rounds. Luke Goats has got a real good initiation to GFL footy.
Yeah, he has, mate. But to be honest, Goat has been super. I think he's been our best probably 3
actually, he wouldn't have played Veal. Veal missed, didn't he?
Veal missed. Yeah.
But he's still got Zybell.
He's been super. And you'll see today with Goat, his follow-up work actually around the ground and around the footy is really good. So another big challenge today, but he's been super for us and we look for him to step up and give our midfielders first use again today, obviously against a very good player.
Can you give us some updates just on the likes of Will Christie, who we haven't seen yet this year, Charlie Wilson, Aidan Domic, just their injuries and how they're tracking? They all showed up on the VFL injury list, but from your perspective?
Yeah, look, Will Christie, we haven't seen us yet, so he was actually trained with us for the first time down here Thursday night, so talking to Nathan, he's probably maybe next week or the week later, so that's really exciting. He's a big, he's a really big boy and moves quite well. Charlie Wilson's done some ligaments in his ankle, so he's going to be one probably not till around 12 or 13, unfortunately. And Aidan Domic, we're expecting probably 3 or 4 weeks away. So, it's just a fracture in his wrist and a bit unfortunate. But, that's what it is. Obviously, 3 good players. But, the young boys who have come in have done a really good job.
We're back here in round 8 for Bell Park South Barn. We might see Will Christie that afternoon.
Yeah, I'd definitely be expecting that, mate. The way he trained on Thursday, I know if they give him the all clear next week, that's great. But it'll definitely be the week later, I would have thought.
Real territory game today. Do some of your structures have to go out the window a little bit on a day like this, and especially if the weather does come in again later in the contest?
Yeah, it does, mate. As you can see with the oval, it's quite damp. So we talked about that in our address a bit earlier. You have to adapt a bit, but we would still like to think that we can play every round of footy and get it to the outside and spread the leaphole midfielders.
Jackie, really appreciate your time. Great to have you join us on K-Rock Footy again. We're going to see a bit of the Dragons. And the more of the Dragons we're seeing, it means you're probably in the top half of the ladder in the second half of the season. But we'll be back here in round 8 as you mark 10 years since your most recent senior premiership against South Barn. Looking forward to that day, but looking forward to the contest this arvo. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, boys. Cheers.
Shane Jack joining us there. Thanks to Harmac Homes. Now, do you have titled land? Harmac Homes can have you on site within 12 weeks. Visit harmachomes.com.au.
The Harmac Homes pre-game interview.